Lehrabschlussprüfungen für Kauffrau, Kaufmann. Englisch, Hörverstehen, Serie Alpha 1. Each part of this listening comprehension will be played twice. Task A. Look at the notes below. Listen to the monologues. Fill in the missing information. You now have 20 seconds to look at the tasks. Now listen. 1. A voicemail.
Hi Mark, this is Mary. I've got the details for your trip to Sylt after your conference in Hamburg. Since there's no road to the island of Sylt, you could take a ferry, which is about €49 for a return ticket. However, transport by train is more convenient and faster, but at €93, also more expensive. A very nice hotel is the Sylt Marin. You can look it up at www.sylt-marin.de. That's www.sylt-marin.de. By the way, they also have an excellent Italian restaurant. Should you have any questions, just call me at 079-447-0263. Bye!
You're going to hear the text again in about 5 seconds.
Hi Mark, this is Mary. I've got the details for your trip to Sylt after your conference in Hamburg. Since there's no road to the island of Sylt, you could take a ferry, which is about €49 for a return ticket. However, transport by train is more convenient and faster, but at €93, also more expensive. A very nice hotel is the Sylt Marin. You can look it up at www.sylt-marin.de. That's www.sylt-marin.de. By the way, they also have an excellent Italian restaurant. Should you have any questions, just call me at 079-447-0263. Bye!
Now go on to part 2. 2. A radio broadcast.
This is the BBC Business News. The American president announces new tariffs of 10% on $340 billion worth of Chinese products, thus escalating the trade war with China. As a result, the US and European stock markets took a hit, and oil prices fell by 7%, the biggest one-day fall in 3 years. And now to something more positive. Majestic Wines has completed its transformation into an online-only retailer after striking a deal to sell its stores for £95 million. The stores were taken over by Fortress, an American investment company. Fortress promised that they would keep the wine stores as well as the 900 staff they employ.
You are going to hear the text again in about 5 seconds.
This is the BBC Business News. The American president announces new tariffs of 10% on $340 billion worth of Chinese products, thus escalating the trade war with China. As a result, the US and European stock markets took a hit, and oil prices fell by 7%, the biggest one-day fall in 3 years. And now to something more positive. Majestic Wines has completed its transformation into an online-only retailer after striking a deal to sell its stores for £95 million. The stores were taken over by Fortress, an American investment company. Fortress promised that they would keep the wine stores as well as the 900 staff they employ.
This is the end of Task A. Task B will begin in about 20 seconds. Task B. You will now listen to Chris Barden interviewing Mifeng Qiu, who works for a supplier of computer accessories in Taipei, China. For each question, mark the best answer. A, B, or C. Take one answer only. You now have 30 seconds to look at the task. Ready?
Welcome to our weekly broadcast, Office Overseas. Today our guest is Mifeng Qiu. She works in Taiwan's capital, Taipei. Mifeng, did you have a dream job as a child?
When I was a kid, a shop selling comics opened next door. I thought it would be wonderful to run such a shop. I could then read as many comics as I wanted.
What did your parents do?
My mum used to sell fruit at the market, and my dad worked as a truck driver. Now they're both retired, but my mother does some volunteer work for a children's organisation.
What do you do?
I work in the sales department of our company, where I'm responsible for the Japanese market.
How long have you been working there?
I joined this company exactly 2 years ago, but took a break half a year later when I got pregnant. Now my son Yo-Yo is 10 months old and I returned to the same company 2 months ago.
What does your company manufacture?
We produce computer accessories for various companies, mainly video adapters, USB hubs and docking stations for notebooks. Our factories are in China.
Is there anything that bothers you?
My current company is smaller than the one I used to work for before. This means I can't only focus on my main tasks. I sometimes have to do the job of two or three other colleagues as well. But otherwise, I'm really happy here.
How did you find your present job?
It was advertised on a job website. After 6 years with my former company, I was looking for a company where I had to commute less, had less overtime and business travel. Now I only commute 10 minutes and finish work on time every day.
How many hours do you work a week?
About 45 hours. Usually I'm at the office from 9 to 6:30.
Is there anything you would like to achieve in your career?
Actually, I'd like to be able to make more deals, but I'm not looking for a leading position. I'm quite happy the way it is.
What would you like your son to become one day?
Our son can do whatever he wants to. If he decides to become a plumber, fine with us. But then he might make more money with that than we do now.
You are going to hear the text again in about 10 seconds.
Welcome to our weekly broadcast, Office Overseas. Today our guest is Mifeng Qiu. She works in Taiwan's capital, Taipei. Mifen, did you have a dream job as a child?
When I was a kid, a shop selling comics opened next door. I thought it would be wonderful to run such a shop. I could then read as many comics as I wanted.
What did your parents do?
My mum used to sell fruit at the market, and my dad worked as a truck driver. Now they're both retired. But my mother does some volunteer work for a children's organisation.
What do you do?
I work in the sales department of our company, where I'm responsible for the Japanese market.
How long have you been working there?
I joined this company exactly 2 years ago, but took a break half a year later when I got pregnant. Now my son Yo-Yo is 10 months old, and I returned to the same company 2 months ago.
What does your company manufacture?
We produce computer accessories for various companies, mainly video adapters, USB hubs, and docking stations for notebooks. Our factories are in China.
Is there anything that bothers you?
My current company is smaller than the one I used to work for before. This means I can't only focus on my main tasks. I sometimes have to do the job of two or three other colleagues as well. But otherwise, I'm really happy here.
How did you find your present job?
It was advertised on a job website. After 6 years with my former company, I was looking for a company where I had to commute less, had less overtime and business travel. Now I only commute 10 minutes and finish work on time every day.
How many hours do you work a week?
About 45 hours. Usually, I'm at the office from 9 to 6:30.
Is there anything you would like to achieve in your career?
Actually, I'd like to be able to make more deals, but I'm not looking for a leading position. I'm quite happy the way it is.
What would you like your son to become one day?
Our son can do whatever he wants to. If he decides to become a plumber, fine with us. But then he might make more money with that than we do now.
This is the end of Task B. Task C will begin in about 20 seconds. Task C. Listen to Jill Martin talking to Han Aitz, founder of BLA, Black Horse Lane Ateliers in London. Please fill in the gaps in the sentences below with the correct form of the keyword or keywords. Use one or two words. You now have 1 minute to read the sentences below. And here we go.
Han, your Black Horse Lane ateliers have an open door policy. What exactly does that mean?
Anybody can walk in here, even without an appointment, and have a look at our workshop. Through that, we create transparency.
Transparency has become a buzzword in fashion lately, with labels keen to show how well they treat staff and how environmentally friendly they are.
Yes. Consumers are becoming more concerned about environmental and ethical issues, and by opening up our doors, we are able to show potential customers that our factory is clean, the 20 employees are happy, and that our BLA jeans are worth keeping, rather than throwing them away at the end of each season.
So blue jeans are going green then?
Well, the pioneers in the global denim industry have started to use cleaner manufacturing methods.
What does your company do in that respect?
We buy all our rolls of denim from mills in Japan, Italy and Turkey that I have personally visited to ensure their commitment to environmental and social responsibility. This is very important because manufacturing denim can cause a lot of pollution.
What's the problem?
Firstly, the dye, that's the colour, which is used to give the jeans their typical blue shade, indigo, does not easily stick to the raw cotton. So you have to apply it multiple times. And obviously, you use more water and energy. Secondly, a jeans maker may wash and bleach the jeans many times to lighten the colour, creating a washed effect. As a consequence, again, a lot of waste water is produced and more energy consumed. By some estimates, it can take thousands of litres of water to make one pair of jeans.
Wow, that's incredible.
It is. But thankfully, a growing number of producers are now eliminating wastewater altogether. For example, Wrangler, one of the big names in jeans firms, announced last month that it was introducing a new technology, allowing it to dye denim without using any water.
Really? How is this possible?
They are able to do this by using a foam instead of water. And as an additional advantage, this process also reduces energy consumption by 60%.
That's certainly a big improvement. But in spite of lower energy costs, I suppose these jeans have a higher price tag than those produced in the cheapest possible way under poor conditions for the workers.
That's right. But the demand for more ethically and environmentally friendly produced clothing is rising.
You're going to hear the text again in about 10 seconds.
Han, your Black Horse Lane ateliers have an open door policy. What exactly does that mean?
Anybody can walk in here, even without an appointment, and have a look at our workshop. Through that, we create transparency.
Transparency has become a buzzword in fashion lately, with labels keen to show how well they treat staff and how environmentally friendly they are.
Yes, consumers are becoming more concerned about environmental and ethical issues, and by opening up our doors, we are able to show potential customers that our factory is clean, the 20 employees are happy, and that our BLA jeans are worth keeping, rather than throwing them away at the end of each season.
So blue jeans are going green then?
Well, the pioneers in the global denim industry have started to use cleaner manufacturing methods.
What does your company do in that respect?
We buy all our rolls of denim from mills in Japan, Italy and Turkey that I have personally visited to ensure their commitment to environmental and social responsibility. This is very important because manufacturing denim can cause a lot of pollution.
What's the problem?
Firstly, the dye, that's the colour, which is used to give the jeans their typical blue shade, indigo, does not easily stick to the raw cotton. So you have to apply it multiple times. And obviously, you use more water and energy. Secondly, a jeans maker may wash and bleach the jeans many times to lighten the colour, creating a washed effect. As a consequence, again, a lot of waste water is produced and more energy consumed. By some estimates, it can take thousands of litres of water to make one pair of jeans.
Wow, that's incredible.
It is. But thankfully, a growing number of producers are now eliminating wastewater altogether. For example, Wrangler, one of the big names in jeans firms, announced last month that it was introducing a new technology, allowing it to dye denim without using any water.
Really? How is this possible?
They are able to do this by using a foam instead of water. And as an additional advantage, this process also reduces energy consumption by 60%.
That's certainly a big improvement. But in spite of lower energy costs, I suppose these genes have a higher price tag than those produced in the cheapest possible way under poor conditions for the workers.
That's right. But the demand for more ethically and environmentally friendly produced clothing is rising.
This is the end of Task C. You now have time to complete your answers. This is the end of your English listening comprehension exam. Please stop writing and hand in your paper.